I'm Leah Eden, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy.
I'm here with Hector Perez of Jersey Farms. So how did you and the farm fare during Hurricane Sandy?
Well, honestly, we were expecting lots more damage. Only one day before the hurricane hit us, we were expecting 70 to 80 miles per hour wind. We cut all the irrigation systems at the farm. We worked the whole day, Friday and Saturday, trying to rescue all the irrigation systems. We had to destroy the driveways, plowing very, very deep along the driveways in angle, trying to protect our crops. It helped us because didn't rain as much as we were expecting. We were expecting between 8 to 10 inches of water. Mm-hmm. Last year, we got flooded with 8 inches of rain. And it was supposed to be worse. Fortunately for us, we got no more than 3 inches. It didn't do a lot of damage. And basically, we didn't lose many crops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, so as you talk about the work you do with the irrigation, what did that look like? You said you had to dig pathways along the side. What would that have done? How did that help save some of the crops?
Well, the ground is not perfectly level. There is a little inclination mm-hmm. on the field. And once the water starts running from the top, it gets a lot of speed. And we might lose all the irrigation system, which is on plastic. So we had to lift it up, everything in 45 acres. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And what we do with Cunningham in angle is that to avoid the water run through 20 acres and hit the crops that they are on the lower side of the field and reduce a lot of speed and it's just protect the crops.
Okay. So how many people did you have out there working on that?
10 people.
How long did it take?
I would say about 20 hours in 2 days just to protect everything. Mm-hmm. We were exhausted. By the time we finished and I took the guys home, they were sleeping. They were just sleeping. It's, once the crops are floated with the dirt, they get a lot of bacteria. And it's nothing that you can do. You can't. As you know, the farm avoids spraying the vegetables. Since we grow them on plastic, it helps because it's about 1 foot above the ground on beds that we make mm-hmm. with the machine on plastic. But if we get a lot of rain anyway, they just get floated mm-hmm. over the plastic. And once that happened, there is nothing that you can do. You lose everything, which happened last year.
Was that with Hurricane Irene?
With the Hurricane Irene and a week after the Storm Lee. We got floated twice in 1 week.
Well, I'm glad you fared better this year. So what does a change in the percentage that you sail this week, as well as like missed markets, what kind of financial impact does that have on the farm?
Well, we were not able to come to New York. Unfortunately, all our markets during the week are in Manhattan. We go on Tuesdays and Thursdays to Bowling Green, which was impossible. Mm-hmm. City Hall and Tribeca also didn't have any electricity, I think, until today. I think they got some. And we lost 5 markets. And we lost about $20,000 on sales.
And that's on sales?
Yes.
From the markets alone?
Yes.
So what happens to all of those crops that had been expected to go to those 5 markets?
Well, we did not lose any crops on the field, which is good. The markets that we were ready to come, they were canceled in the last minute. So unfortunately, we had to throw them away already, pick them and being in the cooler ready to come to the next day. Mm-hmm. The last days for Halloween, also, we were not able to sell our pumpkins, which was really sad because is something that is not really important for people in terms of food, but it's part of the tradition to bring a lot of pumpkins, whether or not you sell them. Just it's just make a display and let people know that it's Halloween season. It's just we just threw them away. We were not able to sell them, but it's a little bit sad, but that's nothing that we could do. If you want to farm, you have to live with the lost. That's what I learned years ago from a very friend of mine, good friend of mine, an old farmer. He says, if you want to be a farmer, you have to learn to live with the lost. There's no way that you can sell everything that you grow. Sometimes you're going to lose something. And but it's sad when you... It's not on your hands. When you know that you can sell it, when you know that you have it, when you know that you can get back the a profit or everything that you invested, and then it's just not even on the table. You did not have the opportunity to sell them. It's just from there, it's just season is over. Garbage. That's really bad. But you're still responsible to take care of your employees and when people have been with you for a long time, it's very, very hard to tell them that they're going to be laid off. And it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. It's just you can't just throw them to the sidewalk. You can't. So there are only two choices. You do that and you lose your friends and all the guys are doing, like these guys, for example. And... today, for example, one of them, it took about 3 hours to get here, just to be here and work for me for $80. Mm-hmm. 3 hours trip from Queens up to here. Yeah, so how can you possibly tell them after a bad storm, tell them you don't have work anymore? They depend on you and they are always with you.
I'm really glad to see you back at the Green Market today, and I appreciate you taking some time to tell us a little bit about how your farm fared. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate the Green Market, the staff, all the concern. Everybody were calling us, and I'm pretty sure that you guys called all the farmers around to see how we were doing and if we needed something, and we really appreciate your support. It's very, very, very important for us.
Yeah. Well, good. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us.